but I do.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. We'll talk to you again later on this morning. Some community conversation and some tunes to go along the way today. Hope you're enjoying the sunshine at 9 o'clock. WRCO-FM Richland Center, where news this hour on ABC is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in New York requesting a search warrant for a location in the city where they think the suspect in Brian Thompson's killing may have been staying. Thompson, the CEO of United Healthcare, who was gunned down yesterday morning outside a hotel in Midtown. The U.S. Supreme Court could consider several options in regard to the arguments heard yesterday on whether transgender health care for minors should be an issue left up to the states, including Tennessee, one of 26 states where it's not allowed.
The justices could simply uphold Tennessee's ban on these treatments or send the case back down to the lower courts to take a closer look at the constitutional issues. A decision is expected by June.
That's ABC News senior national correspondent Terry Moran. President-elect Trump's defense secretary nominee Pete Hegseth is expected on Capitol Hill again today. He has spent the past several days meeting with senators and conducting interviews defending himself against allegations of sexual misconduct, alcohol abuse, and financial mismanagement. This is ABC News. Back on U.S. soil and facing charges. The woman accused of slipping past security to stow away on a flight to France.
Escorted by U.S. federal agents, Svetlana Dali, a Russian national and legal resident of the U.S., landed back in New York aboard a Delta Airlines flight. It's unclear what will happen to her next after she allegedly snuck through TSA security at JFK Airport without a boarding pass and beyond a gate agent to board a Delta flight from New York to Paris. And when attempts were made to send her back previously, she threw a fit on board. This time, she was escorted by law enforcement and is back on U.S. soil. Alex Stone, ABC News.
OPEC this morning deciding to hold off on plans to pump up oil production. Oil prices have been stagnant amid weaker demand. And Mercedes says it's working on a way to help keep electric cars charged up with paint. The special paint can turn an entire car's body into a solar panel, which could then charge the vehicle's battery all through the day. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish. Fish is served from 4 to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world, and after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 23 with northwest winds at 12 to 22, tapering off later in the day. Partly cloudy to clear and cold tonight, a low of 9. And Friday, partly cloudy and slightly warmer, a high of 29. Friday night, a few clouds and a low of 17. Saturday, partly sunny, breezy and mild, a high of 40. Sunday, up to 50 with a slight chance of showers at night.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Basketball, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
At the Creative Outlet, we are keeping you creative with craft supplies that you want to use.
Savor the flavor with Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Marty Richards from Richland Tourism will be our guest here today on WRCO as we look at some of the things going on in our community. Not for a lack of things happening this weekend, Marty. Good morning.
No. You know, December in general is pretty busy, and I make the same mistake every year. I think, you know, you get through October. October, not a lot of folks probably recognize this, but as far as visitors to our area, October is one of the highest traveled months. And we saw that in our lodging numbers this year. It was like, wow, you know, it wasn't just weekends, it was midweek stays. And we've kind of started to kind of get that rep out there a little bit. Our reputation is that, hey, they've got a lot of colors and the trees look good, and it's a busy time. And I always think then when November hits, all right, it's going to slow down now, and that doesn't happen. You would think I would learn. It's my fourth going on fifth year in the job, and I should learn, you know, when you hit December, you're still busy, you know. So and last year when we had the 10 days of snow in January where we were the only ones, literally the only ones within about a 4-state region that had snowmobiling, it stayed busy then. So yeah, there's not really a slow time now. So you know, we have a lot going on in December. You know, we have become quite known throughout the area, and I mean regionally, for the Rotary Lights in the Park. Richland Center Rotary Club, or I'm sorry, Richland County Rotary has done a great job of, you know, it's 14th year. People know they're going to go there and get a really cool experience. Every night from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, the walkthrough starting at 6, and then the drive-through starts at 7. They've added a couple of special where it's drive-through each night, or I'm sorry, drive-through the whole night. And you can find that information at our website, greaterrichlandtourism.com. And then Santa and Mrs. Claus tend to be there on Fridays and Saturdays on the weekends as well. So make sure, you know, whatever amends you need to make, Phil. And I, you know, I don't. I'm in great shape. But
really?
Yeah, that's my story. Make sure, you know, you get out there and make sure they know that you were just joking or you didn't mean to do that or what have you. But you can tell Santa and get your list cleared off. So
it's time because it's less than 3 weeks before Christmas.
You know, when Thanksgiving is that late, it shocks you how close it is. And that's also, I think it's a part of aging that all of a sudden you're like, oh man, time's flying, because time gets so compacted with everything you try to do. But yeah, this was a real compressed time frame in my head, the way it's felt things are happening, that Christmas and Thanksgiving weren't that far apart. And yes, we're getting, it's getting important that whatever error of our ways we need to make up for to get onto the nice list, we better be paying attention. There isn't much time.
It's time, yes. Yeah.
And then this weekend, too, Simon's Rec Center, Simon's Recreation, has their ugly sweater run. And it's really, you know, it's a fun run. So it's a run walk. You don't have to be a great runner, thank goodness. So I could qualify. The check-in starts at 4 o'clock at the Simon's Recreation Center. And then the run walk starts at 5:30. And that's a pretty enjoyable route because it goes through the lights, the rotary lights in the park. So that is as enjoyable for the runners or the walkers, either one. And then also this Saturday, you know, a live nativity, I've been to a couple of those. They're really interesting. And Bethlehem Lutheran out at Rockbridge has really a cool experience, their journey to Bethlehem. And this is, I believe, their third year doing that. I may be wrong. But that runs from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock on Saturday. And they have other events, too. They have a lot of other things for the families and kids. So that's just a really cool experience out in Rockbridge here this Saturday as well. So, yeah, that is really become kind of a neat experience for everybody. It's just, just kind of that cool bringing you back to the meaning of Christmas and the story, the nativity story. So that's a great experience in Rockbridge for this weekend.
Recapping the fall, I know you had Pumpkin Fest and some of those events. How did they go?
Yeah, so we'll start with Center Color Fest in October, and that weekend was just nuts. It was absolutely crazy. I said we should never have last year. I said we should never have Ithaca and River Valley's homecoming on the same weekend as Center Color Fest. And now I'm going to add another law to that. And that is we should never have Richland Center's homecoming on the same weekend as Center Color Fest. And I've got to send out a huge thank you to Jeff Behrens, band director. I'm not sure how he accomplished it, but he had almost what it looked like was a full band for the Center Color Fest parade. And they did a great job. I know there were a lot of those kids that just took off immediately and then they were still into homecoming festivities. But the parade, so the parade entries were as long as there were as many parade entries this year as I've ever had in the Center Color Fest parade. And I really appreciate those businesses that take the time, and it takes some effort, I get it, to get your staff to be like, yeah, let's go do this. There were even a couple that tried and couldn't get enough numbers, so we could have even had more. But quite honestly, it was really a very enjoyable parade. We had that gap again. We're going to do a parade practice. We had that gap where there's an issue where for some reason somebody doesn't keep flow. But you know, that's part of the gig, and we'll keep coaching people up on that. But it was we had the most entries that I've ever had during my tenure in the position in the Center Color Fest parade, and we'd love to have more because that is one of the things that I hear the most compliments on that we do that's visible from people that attend, and that is that the Center Color Fest parade at night is really enjoyable. So, and then that whole weekend with everything that happens, Oakwood Fruit Farms always does their customer appreciation. I know that was chaos. It was very busy. And then everything else that was going on, the wine walk was really enjoyable the night before. So I heard really good things, a lot of high participation. I know the hotel rooms were full, or all lodging, not just hotel. But I know the lodging was full, and I know the lodging was actually full probably 3 weeks prior. So that was a high demand weekend for that as well.
It's got to excite you. I know there's been talk about maybe a new hotel franchise coming into Richland Center, and that can only make tourism even more enjoyable around the area.
Yeah, so, you know, the biggest thing centering around that discussion is each summer now for the last, well, really, since we got out of COVID, I'd say. So since 2021, I'll go. Really, since the summer of 2021, I will field calls in April, May, in that time frame. And it's typically a affinity group that has an interest in a car, certain car or motorcycles, where they're doing a tour. And they want to come through Richland Center because they love driving through the Driftless area. And there'll be a group that requires 10 to 15 hotel rooms. And they just aren't here. Can I find you one or two? Maybe in the summer. But in and think weekends, right? So and we have a lot of folks that come home to see relatives, or those folks that are just coming to get out of the bigger cities. They're doing it on the weekends. They don't have to take a vacation day to come from Chicago or come from Minneapolis to drive here and get two nights out of the noise. So the hotel rooms, that is the biggest issue that I've been running into, is that groups that are, so like we've had Corvette owners before. We've had some tractor clubs that were concerned. You know, they had to wait until the fall to really do it to find rooms. So we're missing out on big groups. And I had somebody, I mentioned to me, it's like, why would a group come here? What's attracting them here? And that's, again, the blindness to what's around us. Is there a Disney park? No. Is there a Six Flags park? No. We, you know, Phil, quite honestly, we don't even have Star Spangled Celebration anymore, a community music event that draws this huge group in on a particular weekend. We don't have that. But what we have done since I've been the tourism director, and we covered this with the different tourism commissions, is our marketing is going to be geared to every day. I used to work straight commission sales for a while, and a little history here, and might make sense to folks. When you work straight commission, and you got that big account that you're counting on every year, you know, hey, I'm going to make all my money for about 3 months in this one sale. And if you lose that sale, it's painful. But if you have a ton of other smaller sales all the way throughout the year, it's comfortable. Now, do we want that big one? Absolutely. But in our current state of hotel rooms, we could not pull off a Star Spangled Celebration and house those people. So it's kind of that chicken egg thing, right? We also don't have truly a great conference set up where we could house, say, a certain group, say, like Wisconsin Small Schools Alliance is one of them I've always thought of. It's not a huge group, but it is a group that requires several different small meeting rooms with a larger presentation conference room. We don't have that facility right now that works for what they want and what they are looking for. And I've been to a lot of conferences in my past career, so we just don't have that in existence right now. So we're getting on the radar for being a place to go because, number one, people enjoy the outdoor experiences that we offer here. Except this morning, as I was coming in, I was standing outside. Henry had locked me out, which that's typical. I get that. I get locked out of a lot of places. And I'm standing out there in the wind and, you know, 14 degrees, 15, whatever it was. It reminded me why I didn't farm again. But every other day of the year, you know, like I said, last year was snowmobiling. We had people from Minnesota, Michigan that came here to go snowmobiling because they couldn't go up north all year long. They couldn't go. In the summer, it's our hiking, kayaking, biking options. People come here to enjoy what our residents enjoy every day, but they can only do it for about 2 to 3 days. And that is our how we are making our money now. But if we ever want to be that kind of location where we're going to be able to attract groups, you know, good sized groups. So I'm talking, you know, anywhere from 100 to 200 attendees to a conference or to an affinity group that comes here, we are going to need more hotel rooms.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely, and that's hopefully down the pike. Some other things here in December, you've got a few more things before Christmas to look at.
We do. Lone Rock's doing a pretty cool event, excuse me, with their Festival of Trees on Saturday, December 14th. Santa will be there as well, although that's cutting it close. You know, he might be finalizing his list 10 days out, but I'll bet you he's a last-minute guy, too. But they have a chili lunch there. Santa will be there. They will be offering fire truck rides, which if I was anywhere from 2 years old up to about 16, I'd be in on that. So they are having, and also a craft fair there, too. Again, that's at 8 o'clock at the Lone Rock Community Center. That starts. And then the next day, this is a big event. The next day, the Richland County Performing Arts Council is sponsoring Maggie May, who is performing at the City Auditorium. 1 o'clock, the doors open. 2 o'clock, the show kicks off. Now, I can always tell when there's interest in something, and I start getting questions either by phone or social media about an event. I've been getting quite a few questions, and I've chatted with that group, and the ticket sales have been pretty strong. Maggie May, have you ever seen her perform?
Yes, I have. I've introduced him a couple of times.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, I'm not a huge country, you know, Americana music fan, but my dad, who's passed away, loved going to see her and talked about her skill set. Mm-hmm. And that she could play almost any instrument, it sounds like. Is that right?
She's very good that way. And I think her biggest attribute, though, is just her stage presence.
The energy.
Just the energy that she brings. Yep. Just draws people in.
And this is going to draw a lot of people from out of town again. So this is beautiful for overnight stays, too.
Sure.
And what we would encourage, a couple of things, so folks need to understand, the seating is not assigned. You know, it's festival seating. So when you get there, the doors will open at 1 o'clock. And now, for anybody that says, oh, that's crazy they don't have assigned seating, I just want you to know, I can remember standing out in Central Avenue waiting to get in for the Chieftones in 1970-whatever.
Yep, I was there.
And we stood out there outside the doors before they opened so then we could go in and find our seat. If you're concerned about where your seat's at, I would say at 1 o'clock, I would be at the City Auditorium that day Sunday, December 15th. And I don't, this has been underplayed. Elvis is going to be there.
Yeah, I heard about that.
True story. Leroy Elvis Peterson will be there. I didn't say what Elvis, but Elvis will be there.
Right.
As a guest artist as well. It'll be Maggie May, the Sawmill Creek Band, and special guest Elvis will be there. That show, the tickets are selling quite strongly. I would encourage, if you're sitting there at a 90%, hey, we want to go to that, I would buy the tickets because that's going to be a busy one. There's high demand on it. And what I would encourage is make a day out of it. Come into town, get something to eat at one of the restaurants, dining establishments, you know, that day. Richland Center Family Restaurant will be open. Los Amigos 2 will be open. La Fertanga will be open. They can take care of you. And then go to the show. So get up there by 1 o'clock so that you're there for the door open. And then afterwards, it's start at 2. The show is going to be a good 2-plus hours. I think I would, if I had to wager how long it's going to run, I would say 2.5 hours. Does that seem to ring true for you
typically?
That'd
be about right, yeah.
About 2.5 hours. And guess what happens, you know, at 6 o'clock? Well, the Rotary lights in the park. So then you could make a whole day of it in Richland Center, and then you could even stay overnight if you wanted to. So it's really a cool event that the Richland Center Performing Arts Council has put together. Maggie May in herself draws quite a few people, and we're excited for that. You can get tickets through Eventbrite or Christie's Sunnyside Cafe, Deli, Bakery. Sorry, Christy. It's Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli.
And Cafe. Yeah.
Okay. Kent, we got to work on that name a little bit. But anyway, there's tickets available at other outlets as well. But we do encourage that you get your tickets early. I mean, it's coming up. That's December 15th. So we're not that far, right? The short calendar again. We're not that far out. And I know there's been a ton of out-of-town interest. So, and then also, you know, winter solstice is coming up. And out at Keewaydin Farms, Driftless Curiosity does a really nice job of celebrating the winter solstice. They'll have a spiral walk, winter wreath-making workshop. Also, they do cross-country skiing or hiking, depending on where we're at on the weather at that point. And they also do some demos of, like, elderberry syrup making and other things. And then they'll have hot drinks and snacks as well. And then also out at Frank's Hill, I haven't gotten the details on it, but at Frank's Hill down by Muscadet there, the Three Eagles Foundation typically also has a winter solstice observation as well. And I haven't gotten that one yet, but there's a couple of winter solstice opportunities, which, you know, I know some folks kind of get concerned, well, is that a, you know, is that taking away from the religious observation? The way I look at it is that's the shortest day of the year. Every day after that, I'm getting more sunlight.
That's true.
And
yeah,
that's worth observing in my book.
Yes, it is. Lots of things going on there for that as well. And Richland Center Parks and Rec, they've got something going on too, don't they?
Yeah, they've got a winter solstice river hike on the 21st as well. Starts at 2 o'clock, and you can kind of register on that with the Richland Center Park and Rec Department as well. I've really enjoyed Jody Meaden being involved with Richland Center Park and Rec because she's been real proactive to make sure we have events and that things are going well. One of the hiccups we ran into last year, because there's always hiccups, and I even said I'm willing to talk about things we need to improve on during our discussion. One of the hiccups we had last year was when we had snow. The Ramada Hotel was full of snowmobilers, but there is no marked trail from the Ramada now to the snowmobile trail. And so we had visitors kind of like, okay, where do we go from here? And going down Highway 14 is not an option, so don't do that. But this year, Jody and I, and then Eric Seamandel from the Richland County Snowmobile Alliance, we went out, kind of walked that area, and found a way that we can get a kind of a, not groomed, but it'll be marked, and it'll work quite well to get them to the trail, which pops out. Really all it is going down the Pine River Trail just a little bit on each side. One direction on the right side, coming back on the left side. And then once you cross Bowman Drive, there's city land that you can get onto and then get to the trail. And so we'll have that marked. You know, we don't know, right, with weather. We could, you know, in a week, all of a sudden, a storm front comes through and we could have 7 inches of snow. This year, what's different, our ground is cold. It's hard and it's frozen. So if snow comes, it'll stay. And that, I know from snowmobiling perspective, I'm a member of the Ridge and Valley Renegades, and that seems like that's our biggest struggle each year, is that we'll get snow, but then we'll lose a bunch of it because the ground isn't frozen. Well, the ground's frozen. We had this cold snap, and as long as it doesn't heat up to, you know, 50 degrees or stay at a extended warmer temperatures, once we get snow, we'll be in good shape.
Are they marking the trails then?
Well, they always kind of wait until after deer hunting season, uh-huh, because that, you know, you don't want to be out there during deer hunting season, sure, marking trails. But that will start quite quickly here now. And of course, so then the negative to having frozen ground that snow will stick to is putting posts in. I know Dustin Wanless does a lot of work on that and has in the past. There's a lot of guys that do, but Dustin and I have talked about it. And he said, you know, it's a catch 22. It'd be nice to put them in before they're frozen, but we can't do it before deer hunting. And usually after deer hunting, the ground's frozen. So you're out there with a cordless drill, drilling holes just to put posts in. So, but it's, you know, we're really fortunate that we have the Snowmobile Alliance and the clubs we have in Richland County. Some counties really struggle with marking trails. We are really fortunate that we've had decent membership and really good engagement with our local snowmobilers, but we can always have more. And we would really like to see those who do have snowmobiles and ride the trails in the area that they join a club. It's really affordable, but it's also nice camaraderie, and it's also nice to have another set of hands. And you don't have to help with everything. It's just, or every day, it's just help at some point that really makes it a lighter load for everybody else.
Our local snow predictors are predicting about 40 more, so there's a good chance that the trails will be open somewhere along the line.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And the snow will stay around. We're going to take a break and come back. We're going to review some of the numbers from tourism this past year and some of the website visits as well when the morning show continues. We're back. That was a quick timeout. We heard a word from our imaginary friends, and we're...
Yeah, I'm not sure what they were selling, but...
I don't know either.
But it sounded like it was free.
Sounded like it was something it was good. Marty Richards from Greater Richland Tourism is our guest here on WRCO Radio as we talk about some of the numbers. I know you can really tell from your website visits, and were numbers up again this year?
Yeah, so what we do... you know, we have a marketing campaign, and meaning when I say campaign, it's not, okay, we're going to just throw this out here and maybe put a billboard here or just, you know, throw it against the wall, see what it sticks. That's not what we're doing. We are running a true campaign where we know what works. We're managing that. And we are just constantly the same drumbeat of, you know, you'll find it here. What is that experience? And then we also, so we use print advertising. We use digital streaming advertising. We also use a lot of, well, the streaming advertising is really one that's moved the needle. And that is targeting people in Milwaukee and now Chicago areas that are interested in outdoor experiences such as hiking, kayaking, biking, snowshoeing, snowmobiling, hunting, fishing. We target those individuals in certain areas within the age demographic that we know there are potential guests. So we're doing that through streaming advertising. We're doing that in print publications that we know those same folks read. And then we do a little bit of digital billboard broadcast in those same areas, though. And then, of course, our social media side. So we have a true marketing campaign that has a constant brand and a constant message, and that is to find that opportunity they're looking for here. So what happens then is we are able to measure two different ways our effectiveness. Number one is through our website views, and that's kind of an immediate measure. We can see immediately is something working or not, it predicts then the next year we can see there has been an increase in visitor spending in our area in direct correlation to the increase of the website visitors. So in 2023, so all of last year, we had over 57,000 new or unique visits to our website. So 57,436 new people, and new meaning they hadn't been on the website for 90 days. So 57,000, think about that for a second. In our population in the county, somewhere around 18,000. So that's not Richland County residents going to it. Those are the people that we've been messaging to have them come in and check us out. So 57,436 people came, new visitors, in 2023. As of the end of October this year, our website saw 73,340 visitors come to the website. That's a huge jump. And when you start to look at that on a graph, it's stark. And that's been happening really since 2022. So, and that directly correlates with when we really started our marketing campaign that we are running now in whole, you know, with all of our resource that we have. Because the first year in 2022, we had 28,457 visitors. Well, since then, you know, every year we're like gaining almost 30,000 visitors to the website. So that's a big number. I'm always reminded at one of our tourism commission meetings, I had somebody on the tourism commission say, well, that's nice. Those numbers are nice. That means people are checking us out. We like that. But does that correlate then to sales or to people coming here and spending dollars? So fortunately, if I had to measure that, I don't know how I'd begin doing it. However, through Travel Wisconsin or Wisconsin Travel, the Department of Revenue, State Wisconsin Department of Revenue, they have all of the sales tax figures for Richland County, and they do this for every county. So in June of every year, we get a report from them that tells us, okay, what was your spending by visitors? And they have a matrix. They have a percentage that applies to different areas of spending. So say like, you know, lodging is going to be a high. It's like 90%. You get 90% credit of the lodging. At dining, you get like 50%. Entertainment, you get like 50% because, of course, locals are using that too. But what's funny is anytime I talk to Tony at Starlight 14 or Center Cinemas, he always says, no, about 60% of our people that come here, and I hear the same figure from dining. 60% of those who come and spend money are not from this area because they get point of sale. If you use a credit card, they get your zip code. They know where you're coming from, and they get a sales report on that. So from Department of Revenue now, we're getting all the reports of sales in Richland County, and then they can tell us how much that's changing. So we'll go back to 2021 because that's when we first started seeing an increase. In 2021, there was just over $22 million spent in direct visitor spending to Richland County. In 2022, there was just over $25 million. So there was a $3 million increase in spending in those categories of direct visitor spending in Richland County. And then again, in 2023, there was an increase to $27,200, so almost another $2 million increase in that year. So we're seeing year-over-year increases. Now, that's for 2023, right? So if you put those two graphs together and look at them, the website visits, new website visits, and the money spent in the county by visitors, they directly correlate the increase. So we're seeing big increases in not just the people interested in our area that's looking for information, but we are looking at a big increase in those coming to the area and spending money, which from the sales tax, county sales tax perspective, that's huge for Richland County. And that's not money that came from residents. That's came from visitors. So that's taking money out of another economy and bringing it to our area and supporting our small businesses and then also supporting those they employ. So it's really good news. I've got a couple of areas in the state that have reached out and said, how are you doing this? Because they're not seeing that kind of increase. And honestly, in 2023, it was a little unusual because Richland County's direct visitor spending outpaced 58 other counties. That's not happened before. But also, very few other areas, rural areas, have figured out that they need to brand and market their own space. Now, I've noticed in the last year, Sauk County's kind of figured that out a little bit. You know, it used to be they were compartmentalized. It was Wisconsin Dells, Lake Delton, and then the others kind of stood alone and did their own thing. And now Sauk County Development is starting to do that where they're marketing the whole of the county, which is a little more difficult for them because what attracts people to the Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells area is very different from what might attract them to, you know, the western, getting out in more of the rural areas. So it's a little trickier for them to do that. For Richland County, it's very easy for Greater Richland Tourism to isolate on what attracts people to the area, put a message and a brand together, and market that. And it's working. It's, you know, I think the biggest thing is that we always want to make sure we are attracting more lodging guests. That is happening. All we have to do is talk to the lodging operators and lodging throughout almost the whole year is very strong.
You know, those are some significant jumps, Marty. And I wonder, is it ever going to level off? I mean, you always want to do better than the previous year.
Oh, absolutely. But, yeah. Well, we've got a ceiling, right? Mm-hmm. Because I talked about the lodging situation.
Sure.
You know, we do have in Richland County quite a few private Airbnb properties type, private lodging. But there's a ceiling on that because, you know, so there's a couple of things that happen that can make us hit that ceiling. Number one, we will have too few lodging options, which we're bordering on at this point.
Hopefully that's going to change.
Well, we hope. But, you know, so in that discussion, remember, they're looking for an investor. And so they're putting an incentive package together. How do we attract an investor? Because I know I listened to the presentation from the Cobblestone folks, and you know, they expect, you know, in any place they've built a hotel, you know, their package, incentive package, ended up being about 15% of the construction cost. That's how the world works, right? You know, if you get a sports team into your large city, you're going to give up at least 15%. So, you know, to get a 15% incentive for more, and like I said, I don't care who does it. As long as hotel rooms are built well and they're nice, they're attractive, I'm for it, and that it's operated well, I'm all in. And to help them with that effort at 15% one-time expenditure, I'm good because we'll make that back, there's no doubt. So hotel rooms, lodging is a ceiling for us. There is also a ceiling on how many private lodging options we should have because my ultimate goal, and I know for tourism, our ultimate goal is to have visitors come here, stay for a weekend and go, wait a minute, this is an awesome place. And as broadband expands in Richland County, which it is expanding, and remember, whenever you see a report, they came out with the statewide report that Wisconsin lags in broadband access. Well, Richland County's improved drastically. And even now, I can take you and show you where actively right now they're still putting more broadband in some of these valley roads. That's the one negative of the Driftless area. It didn't make it easy putting broadband in, right? So as that improves, people can start to place themselves living here and, you know, sending their kids to school here, spending their living dollars here, and move here. And that's ultimately our goal. So we want as many houses as possible available to those folks too. And housing is an issue. So we don't want to give up that ability to grow our residents at all. So then the second thing that concerns me quite a bit is, you know, we are low on, I don't know how to phrase this. We are low on quality dining options at night. And what I mean by that is, it used to be we had the Black Cat and we had Karen's Supper Club and we had, you know, the Manhattan or, you know, even though they weren't in Richland County, they were close by. Mm-hmm. We had supper clubs. You could throw a rock and it'd mm-hmm. land close to a supper club. We do not have that anymore. And I've even had a local restaurateur who doesn't understand supper clubs, but he understands ethnic food. So he stays in his lane, right? He knows what that is, but has told me, he said, we need another nighttime dining option in downtown Richland Center because it would help his business. He sees that value of making a hub where people can come, stay, maybe enjoy other things around, but we need that additional dining option. And it, you know, it doesn't have to be a French fancy restaurant that we think of. Honestly, if I had a blank checkbook, which my wife has done great work to make sure I don't have, if I had a blank checkbook with unlimited resources, I would come in, open up a retro steakhouse supper club. They have come back into vogue throughout the nation, basically. And it would be darkly lit, you know, with a tabletop lamp and more of a maybe four people at a time or two people, kind of intimate with the ability to do a bigger one, bigger tables. But It would be a steakhouse / supper club with that retro look from the 60s and 70s that you and I are familiar
old
with.
Old school.
It is.
Put some paneling on the wall and the dogs playing cards on the picture.
Absolutely. And you sit down, the relish tray comes.
Yes.
They bring in old fashioned and you order steak. And that would do extremely well because not just in Richland County, but if you take a circle and start looking out how far to get to a true supper club, it's a drive. And, you know, Green Acres in Sauk City is kind of one that comes to mind. But even that isn't quite in the ballpark of what I would envision. I think if anybody ever gets a chance, the Butterfly Club down by Janesville, Beloit area, we make a trip there simply because we go to the Butterfly Club. And it is throwback to 1970s supper club. They've got a three-piece band playing that's playing Frank Sinatra songs. That's outstanding, and it's just a great experience. And it's not just your age group, and you know, well, we're in the same age group. It's not just our age group that is looking for that. The 21 to 35-year-olds are looking for that too. So it's a pretty wide band of folks. You go on Facebook. There's Facebook groups that share. In Wisconsin, where are the supper clubs at? Mm-hmm. And it's active, and it's kind of a cultish group, I'll be honest with you, because they have arguments over what's a supper club and what isn't. But that's a huge thing now. And so we're missing that. And you know, to the entrepreneur that's sitting there thinking about it, you don't have to be open every day of the week. You know, if you were open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and maybe if you wanted to do a Sunday roasted chicken thing, fine. But you wouldn't even have to do Sunday. So that's an option we're missing. And I know I hear that from our visitors. They really wish, you know, probably the comment that I hear most frequently is, you know, we went to downtown Richland Center and we can see it's obvious that people are trying. And that's cool. We like what we see. Things are improving. They'd been here before. They said things are improving. I even had one that said, I want you to come. And I can't remember the name of the town in Illinois. There's a town in northern Illinois that they said, you are where our town was at 15 years ago. And our town kept fighting and came out of it and really has done well now. And we can see if your efforts continue and your local businesses continue, you'll make it. Because you're located in a great area, and we love coming once a year. And they said, but dining option, more nighttime dining in this area. And again, doesn't have to be fancy, but a good steak, you know, something where they can sit, relax, maybe listen to, you know, I would call it kitschy, but it's not. It's that throwback three-piece band that can play Sinatra and Dean Martin stuff. And
my parents always loved going to Larry Bush back in the day, you know, when he would play wherever.
Yep. And I don't know that we have that band in this area at this point. I keep thinking about that. You know, we have some great live music artists, but I can't think of one.
No. We'll have to start one.
Yeah, I'm in.
We'll have to get better. Though.
Get the kazoos out and away we go. Well,
let's try it again. I think Bo's got the mouse running on the exercise wheel, so I think we'll be right back after these words.
The Richland County Performing Arts Council presents Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, December 15th at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
It's Christmas time and I can't wait.
Join us for an afternoon of festive fun at Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert. Let's celebrate the season together with some toe-tapping tunes and some great holiday classics. See you there! Get your tickets at eventbrite.com or rcpac.org for Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home, 930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital/clinic has the Prescription Center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-through, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. we do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we will make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right. Just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing? Collision Center, GM certified service, medium duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
For over 40 years, Heartland Christmas Trees has been more than just a tree lot. It's where family traditions begin. Choose from Frasier, Concolor, and Balsam Firs, Scotch, White, and Norway Pine, or the classic Blue and White Spruce. Plus, you'll find wreaths, roping, tree lights, and more to make your holidays magical. Heartland makes it easy with free shaking and netting for your tree. And kids will love the free candy cane. Stop by the Heartland Christmas Tree Lot at the Starlight 14 Drive-In on Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Open daily 9 to 8 with a lighted lot for evening shopping. Heartland Christmas Trees, a family tradition for generations.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Oak Hooch Books and Libations. Since 2003, 22 years, Oak Hooch Books and Libations. We wrap everything, even you, but come by anyway, even if you don't want something wrapped, and Oak Hooch Books will be here for you through Christmas. Oak Hooch Books and Libations, 130 South Main.
What do you want from an ag lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making and values relationships. And when your farm faces financial challenges, someone who looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here for you." Find what you're looking for at Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial, here for you. Let's work together. Call 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
How do you stay at the top of an industry for more than 117 years? By always improving what you offer while never changing who you are. For another year running, Dairyland Seed is raising the bar for performance with our best ever line of corn, soybean, and silage products designed specifically for success in the upper Midwest. And yet again, we're delivering those products with the same dedicated support and access to the right people with the right information as we always have. Seed performance that's never been seen before, delivered the way it always used to be. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Learn more at DairylandSeed.com.
On the last segment of the morning show, to wrap up our conversation with Marty Richards from Greater Richland Tourism. Marty, as you look at some things and looking ahead toward 2025, anything you'd like to add here?
Yeah, well, I think still looking on the back in the rear... I had a boss once that was had an affinity for bad sayings, and he would say, you know, if we're just one more look in the rear view mirror, and that means we're looking back, right, 2024. I do have to say, I really appreciate the tourism commissions and the townships in the city who have joined us with collecting room tax. They've adopted the ordinance. It's really helped us to ramp up our marketing efforts. And really one fellow that deserves a lot of credit, Lenny Schaub. Lenny Schaub was involved with the Richland Center Tourism Commission since 2006 when the room tax was adopted. And he's my historian. And Lenny stepped off the Tourism Commission. He was the chair for quite a few years. He stepped off this spring. And so we miss him. But... a lot of what you see happening was kind of the vision that Lenny had, along with Richland Center City Council, of growing the effort, growing the marketing campaign. And now, so at this time, you know, we have the city of Richland Center, who has adopted the room tax ordinance, town of Eagle, town of Ithaca, the town of Forest, Richland Township, and just recently Henrietta Township passed the room tax ordinance. And then also I'm talking with a couple of the villages that know they have short-term rentals in their areas, and they are looking at adopting the room tax as well. And that just gives us opportunity to tell more people about the area. So I just wanted to make sure we give some kudos to Lenny, because he's told me some stories about the beginning of trying to figure this thing out. And it was really under his guidance and vision that we are where we are today. And Lenny has traveled quite a bit, so it was nice. And that's, you know, that's the key. I really encourage everyone that you travel. You need to get out of what you see every day to understand why people would want to come to Richland County, where there's no amusement park. I just complained that we need more dining options. If you go on Facebook and social media, you'll hear how we don't have a grocery store. Although I will argue, you can get the best locally sourced food right here in Richland Center to go make your own meal, just like you would in a grocery store, only it's healthier. I mean, just step into the Richland Locker for a second. Go to the winter market. There's a winter market at the Richland Center Community Center every Wednesday from noon to 4 o'clock to get locally sourced foods. You can eat quite healthily just by what's produced here. It's just, do you have to go forage for it a little bit? Yeah, but so did our ancestors. They had to go forage, and in the winter they didn't have a source. They had to make sure they got everything mm-hmm. before winter, right?
Make sure it was canned and yep. whatever.
Or salted. And I'll bet that tasted good in March. You know. but we can. We are blessed in this area with the ability to easily purchase locally sourced food that's healthier than that's in some of our food chain supplies. So I really encourage folks to kind of look around you, because that ability is there. And there's others. I'm just thinking of the winter market off the top of my head, and the Richland Center Locker. They both do just excellent, excellent work in having good locally sourced items for us. So
ET Foods out in your area.
ET Foods is a good local small business.
Yep.
I mean, it's a big building, but small business that really does a good job as well. And hey, while we're at it, John Saltweedle up in Casanova is probably sitting there going, dude,
there you go.
Do have a grocery store here.
Yeah, John listens. So.
Yeah, and you head up to Cas, and I've been to the store quite a bit, and there are times they have what I need that I couldn't get elsewhere. So it's worth the trip. But anyway, with all that said, you know, we do have some really good things going on. And looking into 2025, I'm excited just to see Driftless Music Gardens. They've spread their dates out a little bit, and they moved one of their festivals into September, which I think was a really good idea, because it gets kind of jammed up in the summer. And they were really making their season small by doing, you know, June, July, August. Well, now they spread it out a little bit to where still the three big events – People Fest, Bonfire, and Boogie Down, but now they had moved one to September, which actually for lodging helps us, because September, again, it's kind of like when Pumpkin Fest showed up, there was an idle time during that time frame where there weren't any events, and Pumpkin Fest is growing. Well, with Driftless Music Gardens moving one to September, I think that's going to help out a little bit and bring more people in, because there aren't as many festivals during that time. Mm-hmm. So there's different things. I'd also give a shout out real quick. I'm excited to see what happens at the Willows. And I don't know if you're familiar, but the old 80 German farmhouse at the end of German Lane. The Huffman, Pizer families, Nelsons, are really doing a ton of work on that house. They expect that to be private lodging. Which is a good use of a house, because a private family was not going to buy that house to house their family and mm-hmm. work in this area. That that house is a jewel. It really should be on the National Historic Registry. But it was A.D. German's farmhouse, and they are looking at having an event space there as well. And so we're excited to see what comes in 2025 for them as well.
I'm glad you brought that up. I complimented him the other night because in my lifetime, I had never seen the cupola lit.
Yeah.
And I drove by the other night and the cupola up back in the valley was lit.
I think there are people that didn't know that house was there, quite honestly, until that.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some people mention, well, what's going on with that? What's that? I didn't know that house was there. I'm like,
right.
Oh my gosh, do you know the history of this?
So it'll be nice. I don't think I've ever been in it, so it'll be nice to...
Been on the doorstep, never in the house.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. We will. I know we've had chats about it, and we are.